Tune in to Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson.
Who is Regina Johnson? Regina Johnson.
Author, pastor, motivational speaker, and life coach.
Regina is inspirational,
motivating others to live out their purpose.
Regina is
passionate, tenacious, and relentless about helping others fulfill their destiny. Her goal is to bring a refreshing to someone's life. Join us every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Dial in to share your heart with Regina at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. And remember that Regina says,
we all know you really haven't failed until you stop trying. I want to be to people what others have been to me. And so that's really the purpose of Refresh. The end of the day, for people to feel refreshed.
So call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. You'll be blessed by her wisdom, strategies, and encouragement. That's Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson, a Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Hey, good evening. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson. I'm your host. I'd like to give a quick shout out before we get started to my girl, Princess Cooper, and all of the other hosts at NHISG Sports Media. We'd like to welcome you guys into the new year. I know that those of you that joined us last week, like, what in the world was going on? It was such an excitement. We were at the ending of a conference called Oil of Joy. If you were unable to attend, just look it up online. It's Oil of Joy. The lead pastor that's over that is Elaine Benson. Look for it. It always is every year, the first week in January, and you will have an incredible time. It's a time of reset, a time of refreshing, kind of to help you to get refocused on where it is that you're going. Last week, we spent a lot of time on telling everyone or getting different perspectives of what they should expect in 2017. And so today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the New Year's resolutions and how you could go about even keeping your resolutions. But before I jump into that, I want to talk just a little bit about our elections. It's just really kind of everything's been brought to an end with the inauguration just passing, and we officially have a new president that is in the White House. For those of you that are in a place of where you are just discouraged about having President-elect Trump in office, I just want to just kind of encourage those of you to say that no matter who is ultimate or who is in charge, we know who is ultimately in charge. And if you are not a Christian, I know that's probably a very hopeless place if he was not your candidate. And for those that were for Hillary Clinton and she did not come into office, I know that there might be some feelings of frustration and disarray. And again, I want to say that, you know, they really are not the ones that's calling the shots. I am a Christian. I'm not ashamed to proclaim that. And my trust and my hope is in the Lord. So as I'm watching things transpire, I have hope. I have hope because the final say is never with them. I believe there is a higher power that makes decisions for us all. And I don't think that this snuck up on him. I believe that it was orchestrated of the Lord. Maybe for some, they would say, I can't see where God is in this at all. For others, they possibly could see that I would find it as it would be refreshing or, you know, a fresh start. Whatever it may pose to you, I want you to know that the results will be good. It is really applying your faith and trusting that not one person makes that decision. And I'm not talking about the Senate. I'm not talking about electoral votes. I'm talking about one that is actually over us, that nothing happens by accident. Now, I know there are some people that say, well, I don't believe in God, and I don't believe that it works like that, but it does. Nothing just happens by happenstance. And I believe that when you have a loving and a caring God that is looking out for your every move, that even the things that we don't understand, according to the Word of God, it says that all things work together for my good. So whether President-elect Trump was a good candidate choice, it works for my good. Whether it would have been Hillary Clinton, it would have worked out for my good. Whether I chose or voted for, you know, one or the other, it still is going to work out for my good. When you can look at things like that, you can you'll find yourself with a greater level of hope, trusting that your day will not be interrupted by who is in the White House. I know that, you know, when you're listening to the general consensus, people are, I've never seen this type of frustration and anger with a president being elected into office. Now, of course, I'm not 60, I'm not 70, so I wasn't there when others entered into the White House, such as the Kennedys, Eisenhower. I wasn't there. And I know for the most part, during those times, there was conflict. But we made it through as a nation. We made it through. We made it through the death of President Kennedy. We made it through Senator Kennedy. We made it through with what happened with Nixon and Watergate. We made it. I mean, and we probably can go further back. We made it through Clinton. You know, that was kind of a little breathtaking. You know, the whole thing with Monica Lewinsky. But we made it through. And so I just believe that even in this time, we will make it through. So no matter who was your choice, I want to encourage you today to know that it will work out for our good. It'll work out for our good. I'm sure there will be things that will happen that not everyone will agree, but I'm sure there'll be some things that we'll all be able to agree if we will just come to the place to make up in our minds not to allow this season of elections to separate us as a nation, not to drive a wedge between us according to like ethnic groups or our beliefs or how we stand as far as what party. If we will just come together as a nation united, I believe that we can get through this and we will be able to see this work out completely for our good. And so what I want to encourage you to do is pray. You may not be a praying person, a praying woman or man, but you know what? In this season, I know that prayer, it resolves things. And so I want to encourage you to pray for your country and pray for your president. I prayed for President Obama. I prayed for the White House. I prayed for things that were taking place throughout our nation, things that I did not agree with, things that I did. It didn't matter. I was driving every issue into the hands of God so that things could work out to benefit us. And so I want to encourage you to do the same. Don't be frustrated. Don't get caught up in bashing either party. Don't get caught up in going back and saying what President Obama could have done or what he should have done. I don't believe anything slides across the table without God seeing it. And if he desired to stop it, he most certainly could have. I also like for you, even if you are just, I mean, because I am hearing some things that are being said are kind of comical, but really, I feel the hurt and the frustration of the people. I must say this, my husband and I, we were talking about on the way here, how they saw, you saw like this little commercial of a kid that had these Cheetos puffs around his face, and how there was a joke saying that that's what our president looks like, that he has had a bag of Cheetos, you know, either stained on his face or whatever. Now, when I'm saying that, it's comical to me. But you know what? He is the one that is making decisions for our country. And so I just want to tell you, whether you like him or not, and I'm telling you, I was so perplexed over who was going to be it. So I'm really kind of just one of those that was in the middle of the road, and so feel about it like how you choose. But what I was pro-America and pro-loving my brothers and sisters and being as Christ-like as I could possibly be in the middle of it, trying not to lose any relationships over an election. I know families that have split over the elections. Are you kidding me? Co-workers not talking to each other over the elections. Even little kids in elementary school having fights. They don't have a clue what this is really about, but because it is such a high profile but very intent time, they're hearing their parents express their feelings at home and literally going to elementary school and having fights on the playground over the election. Now, I think that's a bit far. I don't know about you, but I think that's kind of taking it too far. And we are responsible for that. They are fighting friends that have been their friends. They were their friends before the election, and now, with little understanding, they are choosing which side of the political line that has been drawn they're standing on. What does a first grader really know? I think we've taken it too far when it is now pouring into our elementary schools and kids do not like each other. And really, there's some racial tension that's being spurred. In elementary school, they liked their white friend. They liked their black friend. They liked their Hispanic friend. We went through one season of the election, and now our children are in conflict with each other because the parents are in conflict. I firmly believe that if we would just refocus and say, you know what, we are one nation, still under God, indivisible, that we will be able to make it. Today's show is not about the election, but I really felt strongly about us discussing, you know, let's just refocus. There's nothing that we can do about it except for stand, be verbal, have a voice. I'm not telling you to be quiet and go in some corner and hey, it is what it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can still have a voice, and you can still stand for truth. But the things that we are doing that's ripping us apart, I would like to just make this proposal that whatever it takes for us to become one again, or even if we never were one, let's, with our biggest trial, let's become one. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back in a moment. You are listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. Be right back.
No, I'm not backing.
I walk the line. I stay out the way. Yeah, never speak my mind. Living in a shade of gray. But the more I get to know me, the more you start to show me this isn't how it's meant. Keep on talking, I'ma have to make a scene. Yeah, I played it safe.
to the background. That's now cause I put them old habits down, I follow the leader, and where he may take me may make me a leader. It's wrote on the wall, all you need to is read it. Can't be a lame duck and it's over the eagle. So I'm crossing the line, tell them all dogs that I lost all my time. Ain't staying in this place cause I got it when I race, and I'm running for a crown. Can't back it down, nah.
Like to welcome you back to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson, your host. And if you are just plugging in, it's a wonderful topic today. I kind of started off the show at first, and we discussed a little bit about politics, about us just kind of coming to ourselves and becoming one, not allowing this to rip us apart, but to kind of stay on course. But that's not what the show is about today. The show is about something that we do every year at the first of the year. We make New Year's resolutions. And so today, I want to just talk about setting some realistic goals in place so that we can follow them. I'm sure that there are some of you that already set some New Year's resolutions, and probably the first weekend where you're like going, I don't know if I want to do this. Or if I can do this, and that's okay, because I want to discuss us just kind of setting goals that we can reach, and so at the end of our journey this year, we can see true progress. Now, I have a guest with me today named Madison. Hi, Madison. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you're hearing any background noise, it's because, again, we are here at Panera Bread on 242. In Conroe, Texas, right outside of the Woodlands. So I'll give a quick shout out for Panera. They have some great, great soups and pastas and sandwiches. So, yeah, and chocolate chip cookies is being pointed out right now. That was kind of part of my New Year's resolution. As you see, I'm failing miserably, right? And so anyway, that's what's happening. I was sharing with Madison about, or asking her, you know, if she set any New Year's resolution. And what did you say to me, Madison?
I said I gave up on those resolutions.
You gave up? Did you just give up this year?
Yes, actually. This was the year I just gave up.
You just said, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. And why was it that you gave up?
Every past year, it's always working out, so of course. But then this year, I actually came to Christ. So, so I was tired of, you know, putting my hope in things that probably wouldn't work out. So this year, I just kind of set smaller goals, I guess, within like growing in faith, and that's when I haven't been disappointed yet.
Wow. Well, I wasn't expecting that. Did not have that kind of information. That's absolutely awesome. So, did you have a goal? Wait, first, we got to back up in this. Okay, so you just gave your life to Christ. Like, what? Like, what? When?
Well, okay, it was January 1st of last year. So, it's been a whole year and 22 days.
No way. Mm-hmm. So, that was your New Year.
Yeah,
huh?
That was my.
So, how did that go?
It was definitely hard at first, you know. Being realized, like, of convictions and things I wasn't aware of before I was a Christian, and then I just set those goals for me, and a year later, I can tell you I'm not the same person I was a year ago, and still struggling, but still
seeing victory, though, right?
Yeah, a lot of victory.
Wow. Okay, so you said, instead of setting, like, these big goals, which was working out, was big one. Now you've taken on a new kind of working out. So you're setting the little ones, and those little ones, what is it, like you wait, like, or you just know when it's time to bring something else in and start?
Yeah, I have a great, like, community in college. I'm in college. And so there's things like maybe, okay, I'm going to get in the Word once a day for 2 weeks, and then, like, in 2 weeks I'll come and meet with my accountability people, and I'll tell them if I did or did not, and they'll just hold me accountable to it. So, like, little things like that, or even just being intentional with friends, making sure they're okay, just like goals like that.
Wow, it sounds like the goals that you set, which make them more obtainable, that they're not just about you. Isn't that funny? Usually when we make these goals or these resolutions, they are normally just about us. Like, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get fit this year. I'm going to get a new job. I. But I like the fact that one of them, or at least a couple of those, is one, I love the accountability, you know. I'm going to do this. But I'm bringing you into my life, into my circle, and allowing myself to have an accountability partner. I love that, but I also love the fact that you have extended yourself to be available or to help or whatever to others. I think that's an incredible, I don't know if I would call it a resolution. I don't know what I would call that. It's like a life change.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things, though, that if we would really look at these, why are we setting resolutions? If it's something that we are discouraged or we want to change, we should just make a decision and say, I'm going to change. I'm going to change this area of my life. And we don't have to wait until January to do that. What made you make that decision to change your life like a year ago in January?
Okay. So I'm in a sorority, okay, and there's this older girl, she was a senior, she was a Christian, and she just kind of saw I was struggling in college just with anxiety and like things like that, and so she reached out to me and just kind of like spoke into me, and I saw things in her that I wanted, and I was like, well, I just want to know more, and she just got me involved in church and just community within the college, and I went to this New Year's conference thing and just learned so much, and I was like, okay, I'm ready. And I grew up, my dad's a pastor.
Get out. Are you kidding?
And I thought I was a Christian, but I wasn't.
Wow, that sounds like today at church today. I was like going, yep, some of you are going to get saved. I know you think you already are, but you're not. You're going to give you life. New Year's resolution, you're going to get saved this year at church. And so you thought you were, but you didn't have a relationship with Christ. Wow. Okay.
You didn't mean that.
She did. Wow. And so now you can say that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how do you see that? Like, how does that help you? Well, I'm going to put it like this. What she did for you, are you doing it for others?
That is like that's my purpose, like where I'm at in my sorority, I'm the chaplain, and so, you know, that's my purpose in that sort, like God placed me in my sorority for that, I think. And then, of course, with younger girls moving in the dorms.
Wow. Where do you go to school, if you don't mind me
asking? Sam Houston.
You go to Sam. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What sorority are you part of?
80 Parm.
Okay. What Christian group are you part of?
Campus Outreach.
Oh, okay. Just Campus Outreach. Because there is a Chi Alpha.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with
that? I'm familiar with it. Yeah. I know some people in there, but.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's absolutely incredible. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your testimony, because that's exactly what it was. Definitely not a New Year's resolution. We are talking about a serious life change that took place with goals to help others. But before I let you go, okay, so like you go from not even really knowing the Lord, and now you are the chaplain?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a goal. Okay, so you can explain that one. How did that happen?
I don't even know. I thought, so elections were coming up for my sorority.
Right.
I was like, well, that'd be good. I spent the whole, past summer on this project where we go to Galveston and we work with people and we share the word and gospel and everything with people we work with. So we're getting, equipped by other people. And so when we got back, the girl that led me, she was like, no, you should try that and try to make it a bigger part of your chapter.
And there you are.
Trying to make it big, but.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing with me. And I was giving her a hard time because she came and she sat next to me. She really wasn't planned to be on the show today. And so I told her it must be a God-ordained moment. So I'm just giving you a hard time, having no idea that it truly was a God-ordained moment. And so I thank you so much for sharing your testimony with me. And, wow, I wish you much success and the blessings of the Lord to be with you as you go forward in your new journey as not only just a chaplain, but as a woman of God. And may your steps truly be ordered from day to day, and you be a great influence to those that are lost. May they see the light that God has planted on the inside of you, and they'll find their way out of darkness. So thank you very much, Ms. Madison. Thank you so much. Hey, look, guys, I don't even know where to go after that, because that definitely was not the plan, but undoubtedly God had another plan. So New Year's resolutions. Why are we always disappointed at the end of the year? We look back and we start falling away from them. One of the things that I believe is a big issue is we try to stack a lot of things on our plate. We say, I'm going to lose weight. I'm gonna write a book. I'm going to get my degree. We have this big pile of things that we're going to do. And so what I want to encourage you to do this year is maybe you should do the thing that has been pressing in your heart the most, somewhat like what Madison was saying, taking small chunks, determining to read your Bible, every day, for the next 2 weeks, and find an accountability partner, or taking some steps. I'm going to work out. Okay, don't go and decide you're going to run a marathon and try to take off and start training for it. Like tomorrow, you run the first 5 miles and you haven't even walked a good 5 miles, and then you burn yourself out in the week. I'm going to take another quick break here in a few seconds, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about a few of mine that I failed miserably on. But I believe that if we just take it piece by piece, that we will see success. I think it's important that you have goals and that you accomplish them. So I'll be right back in a few seconds. You've been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host.
For love, for you, you, I can't get enough of you, you. Feel that love, can you feel that love? Feel that love, it's unconditional. Fill it up, come on, fill it up. Fill it up, something spiritual. You know there's something in the water. Something in the water, just a something in the water. You got that flame getting out of. Flame getting out of, the flame getting out of. Mm-hmm.
To welcome you back to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson. I'm your host. And we are talking about New Year's resolutions and how we can really hold on to them, how we can set realistic goals and obtain those. A lot of times, as I was saying before the break, what we'll do is we will set all of these unrealistic goals and then become disappointed because we cannot fulfill them. I mean, pick one or two and then slowly move into them if you really want to see success for this year. What I had a tendency to do is I would make like this big long list of things that I wanted to get done, which were good things, but realistically, there was no way I was going to be able to accomplish all those things along with my regular life schedule. And so what I want to say to you today is, let's just say the health. If health is an issue with you, let's make it one big package. Let's go to the doctor. Make sure you are that you have a great checkup. Do all of your yearly exams. Put that underneath that umbrella. If you're a woman, make sure that, you know, when your birthday comes this year, that you will do your yearly mammogram. For men, make sure that you check to see, do your colon. That's another area where people have a tendency to kind of just let it, you know, go by without doing it. And check on those things. Men with issues with high blood pressure, heart issues, just go and do like an overall wellness thing, and let's try to stay on top of that. When you start doing those types of things, of course, putting in the other health things will fall underneath that umbrella. When I say health things, and excuse me for just kind of being all over the place with it. But what I'm saying is, like, instead of saying I'm going to work out every day, if my goal is to be fit, working out will fit underneath that umbrella. And so what you want to do is you make sure that you're healthy, you're getting all of the checkups, you're having all the tests run, and then what we're going to do from there is we will make sure that we add exercise into what we are doing so that we can maintain our fitness, our health. And then you'll begin to feel better. About, I would say, 6 months ago, I noticed that I was stiff in my knees, and I hadn't always felt like that. Well, I gained a little excess weight. So what I did was, instead of trying to just dump it all off at one time, I set a goal for myself of when I would like to see me at my goal weight, and my goal weight even had to change. I'm not as young as I used to be, and to be as thin as I would have been when I was in my 20s would be too thin for me now. So what I'm doing is I'm setting a goal weight to where my clothes look great. I look great. You know, I don't have like a pudgy belly. That's what I'm working on, making sure that that doesn't stick out. That my lower back is strong. When your abdomen is strong, your lower back will be strong. And I just started doing it and made walking a part of my routine, walking, a little running. There's some of you that can't run, so you'll set goals. I'm going to run for a mile, you know, but your body can't handle a mile. Why don't you start out slow and say, you know what, I'm going to walk one lap. I'm going to park at the back of the parking lot instead of at the first space and walk whenever I have to go somewhere. I'm going to walk around my neighborhood, around the block in my neighborhood. Start out slow, because it's when we take these large chunks of change that we normally end up in a worse place than where we started before. The other thing that I want to share to you, and I want to use a scripture for it, and it's out of Habakkuk 2:2, and it says, the Lord replied, write down the revelation, the vision, if it's in the King James, and make it plain on tablets so that those that may see it, they may see it and then be able to run towards it. Many times what we do is we have these goals in our head, but we never write it down. Write down what it is that you want to accomplish, then write little reports on how you're doing. If it's losing weight, don't wait until you've lost 15 pounds to start celebrating. Every pound began to rejoice about that. Somebody would say, oh, well, that's just water weight. You know what? we weren't looking at it as water weight when it was sticking before. We're looking at it as weight gain. So even if it's water weight that you're losing, the first five that go, celebrate it. The next five, celebrate it. And then when you get to a place to where you plateau, get excited knowing that you are at a place to where you're stuck right now, but it's only preparing you to enter into a greater weight loss, a more perfected state. Treat yourself. Whenever you accomplish your goals, whatever it is, treat yourself with a little something. You know, I love shoes, so... You know, you don't have to go and buy the most expensive pair in the store, but treat yourself with something. You know, buy yourself a new blouse, a new shirt, a new pair of shoes. You know, every time you accomplish your goal, as a matter of fact, just kind of write it down. One thing that really helps me accomplish my goals is I think forward, like to vacation. What do I want to look like in a swimsuit? Don't want to have to wear a t-shirt the whole time while I'm out there, a cover-up. So what I do is I start working on what I want to look like then. The thing that sort of helped me here, I would say, over the past year is I'm not really trying to accomplish short-range goals. In my mind, I'm looking for a life change. I want to become healthy and remain healthy. So let's just say that you are fit and you are healthy and that's not yours. Let's say that you want to go back to school. Don't take a full load. Take one class. Audit a class. Small steps. Jump in and say, you know what, I'm going to try this. And, you know, if it works out and I'm giving it time and my schedule permits, I might add a class. I might do something and take the classes that you would enjoy first. If you're out of the swing of being in college or just being in school, maybe you want to go back and get your GED or get your high school diploma. You know, don't just blast it out and try to do it all at one time, because that's when people become frustrated and they give up and end up in the same place. They're overwhelmed. Their schedules won't permit it, so on and so forth. But if you take it in small chunks, it is possible to eat an elephant if you do it one bite at a time. What you see most people do is they throw a bib on and grab a fork and a knife and they try to go after it and make it in one, you know, one quick meal. But that's not how you accomplish those goals. What you do is you go after it one bite at a time. Going back to the losing weight. You want to lose weight? Why don't you challenge yourself to the first 5 pounds? After you accomplish the first 5 pounds, get excited and go for 10. After you accomplish the next 10, press on. If there's more weight to be lost, press on and go after another 10 pounds or another 5. But take it in small chunks. When you do it in small chunks, you will eventually see, man, your clothes begin to loosen up and you'll see things. Maybe it's mending relationships. I'm not telling you to go get the worst or the most difficult person that you've ever had to work with, but go to the one. You know, maybe the one that maybe you just had a minor conflict. We're not talking about the one that you entered into World War you know, 2, 3 with. We're talking about the one that maybe you guys just had a slight misunderstanding. Go back and make that one phone call. If you know that you were the one that made the error, be the first man, the bigger man. If nothing else happens but you accomplishing saying, I'm sorry, let that be the thing that, let that be the goal, the place that you pass, because life is too short. Too often we make decisions, I'm not going to talk to this person ever again, I'm not going to see them ever again, I didn't know them before I knew them then, so I don't have to encounter with them, and you miss an opportunity. The next thing you know, you hear they're sick or they died, and you never got the opportunity to make it right. So that sounds like a good New Year's resolution, resolving issues. What about family? That's a good one. Why don't we try to work on making family better? Like giving time to your family, I have noticed being a mother, and especially being a mother that has a life that's very much like mine. I'm constantly meeting with people. I'm always on the go. I am in demand from different people because of the line of work that I do, that my family really for years did not get as much of me as they should have gotten. And so I have decided this year, actually I started before the New Year's, that I was going to spend more time with my family, even if it's like 1 or 2 days a week, to just kind of pull them apart. When my older children were younger, what I would do was I would, and you'd say, bad mom, I'd smack myself on the hand for you, I would let them cut school like a day, that one child, and then that child would spend the day with me. Because we have 5 children, I'd end up 3 days, you know, to where I would spend that day with them or find out what is that thing that that child likes to do and go and do that thing with them. You know, I have one that loves to watch television with me, loves to watch movies, and I know when it's her time, I can't be on the phone, I can't be doing a whole bunch of other stuff. I can see it, her little face kind of droops down, and all she wants is for us to watch movies together. And so I have committed to where I'm going to try to be better at not taking phone calls when it's your time and watching movies. We can make resolutions that will not only affect us, but make a difference in our relationships with others. I think those are the ones that we should go after. The other ones that I, for my own personal life, is to better me. Some of the dreams and goals that appear to be difficult, what I have determined to do this year is I am pushing myself to accomplish whatever I said I was going to do that was tied to my destiny. I made a purposeful decision to go after those things. Year before last, I wrote a book. It was called Unstoppable You. If you don't have it, you should go and get it. It is absolutely incredible. It's a blessing. You can pick it up on Amazon, on Lulu.com. Also, you can get it at Barnes & Noble, an incredible book. I made up my mind the year before that I was going to finish that book, and I did it. And this year I'm working on another project which involves other ladies. And so I knew that before the end of the year, I had to have every story that was going to be involved in that book. It needed to be done. Why? Because if I allowed it to roll over into the next year, it would be like I'm starting a new project. So what I determined in myself was those people that were ready, they came along with me, and those that weren't, I just have made up my mind that I'd pick them up on another project. But I have purposed in myself not to give up or allow anything to delay me, but to finish whatever I start this year. Whatever I start. I want to ask you the question. When you look over your life and we think about, when we're talking about New Year's resolutions, how many things have you started, projects you've started, that if we went into your closet of life, we would see stacks and stacks of incomplete projects? Maybe that's something that you want to make a New Year's resolution. Did you start working on your kitchen and you didn't finish? Did you start cleaning out your garage, or maybe didn't start cleaning out your garage? That's my issue. Maybe you need to get that done. Did you decide that you wanted to do some new things in your yard? New Year's resolution projects where you can go in your closet, in your garage, in your attic, and you can see partial works that started, but you never completed it. Before we make another list to do some other things, maybe that should be our New Year's resolution, to go back and to complete what we started. Nothing can make you feel like a bigger failure than having a ton of unfinished projects lying all around you. what I've done, and we even heard like Madison say it, that she had people that would hold her accountable to what she is doing. I've added some people to my life this year that I have given them the freedom to say, you know what, you need to get going. You know what, it's time for you to mash the gas. You got to pick up speed or you're going to miss your window of opportunity. And I'm literally looking at it like the window is very small. And if I don't keep moving, I will miss out on what it is that is really lying in wait for me. I don't want to be a person that when I look back over my life, I have a lot of regrets. I want to look at my life and know that I saw opportunities and I went after them. I saw opportunities and I grabbed hold of them. I saw opportunities and I pressed forward and I finished them. I didn't have like a lot of things that just kind of were waiting in the background that I did not accomplish. Those are the things that become weighty. As we grow older, we just start feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm running out of time. And if you don't ever accomplish what you've set before you, when the end comes, you will be filled with regret. And that's the last thing that we want. But I'm not even looking that far ahead to where I want you to regret, you know, as you're growing older. I don't want you to go into 2017 saying, I wish I had paid more attention to the time of grace that was over my life and really get some things done this year. I've been preaching that. I know that people have heard that God was going to bless you and that every year was a season of great abundance. What I'm trying to get across to people is that every year is that year of great abundance, a year of great blessing, a year of great outpouring. But if you have poor preparation, if you don't jump in with everything you have and try to accomplish the goals or to become a better person in the middle of this great year taking place, or if you just refuse to prepare yourself, you won't see it. My goal this year is trying to get people to focus in on all the things that hindered them from moving into their destiny, into a new place. I believe that God has a tremendous plan, and I honestly believe that this year we do have things are just sort of lined up in the spirit realm to where we should have a greater level of success. I'm really excited about it because I'm actually turning 55 tomorrow. Happy birthday to me. 55 stands for grace. Well, I'm 55, so that's double grace. And so I am expecting God to show me a double amount of grace, but not while I sit on the sidelines of life, while I step out and do some things that are uncommon to my nature, where I refuse to be afraid and back up and run away. This year, my New Year's resolution is whatever God tells me to do, with knees knocking, I'm going right in and I'm going to get it done, whether I know what I'm doing initially or not. I am going in and I'm challenging every gift, every inch of knowledge that I might have to get whatever he told me to do done. The word of the Lord says that he equips those whom he calls, and he's not talking about just calling you to preach the gospel or to teach or anything like that. He's talking about whatever he has called you to do. If he's called you to be a teacher, he's equipping you. If he's calling you to be an astronaut, he's equipping you. If he's calling you to be a doctor or lawyer, he's equipping you. But if he's calling you to preach the gospel, he is calling and equipping you. No excuses. No excuses. Just go ahead and say it to yourself. I'm not coming up with any excuses to do less than this year. I know that I'm capable of doing. At the end of this year, I want us to be able to rejoice. I don't know how many of you follow me on Facebook, but if you don't, be sure and join me. I'm Regina Johnson. You'll see a picture of me with my family in the background. We are from Texas, and so, but my goal this year is to make sure that not only do I accomplish my goals, but to help my children to accomplish theirs. I was mentioning Facebook because on Facebook, I put a post this morning, actually a video, and it was talking about we can't get to where God has for us sitting on the sidelines. And so this year, I purpose not to sit on the sidelines, to be right in the middle of the game, blow by blow, step by step, watching God create something incredible out of our lives. And I will give no excuses to do less than what I know that I'm capable of. Hey guys, it's about that time for me to begin to wrap up, but I want to encourage you by letting you know that this year is going to be an excellent year, that you are going to do some incredible things if you refuse to let go, if you refuse to not take the easy road, but to go ahead and press yourself. Want to be 20 pounds lighter? Guess what? It's going to cost you something. You're not going to be able to sit here at Panera Bread with these cookies here while I'm staring at them. You're not going to be able to do that. You can drink a lot of water and do a lot of exercises, and by the summer, you will see the body that you're looking for. Want to go back to school? Start looking at those catalogs. Start picking out classes. Go and audit some classes this spring, and know what it is that you want to do. This summer, pick up a class. Hey, you want to get married? Here's one. Prepare yourself. If it's a female, prepare yourself to be a bride. Start looking like the woman that the man can find. He's the hunter. He's not going to be looking for his bride with house shoes and rollers in her head. I'm sorry. Amen. Bleached out sweat. Somebody say, I'm not going the extra limit. Then maybe that's not what you're after this year. Whatever, or maybe you don't want to catch someone that's all right with you with rollers and pajamas and house shoes on. I'm telling you, I'm not looking for him. And so, hey, look, guys, whatever it is, go after it with your whole heart. Hey, I want to tell you to meet me on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter. It's Journey Strong, as well as Instagram. And I will be right back with you next week, the same time with a special guest. And we'll be talking about some plans that they're making for the upcoming year and things that they made it through last year in 2016. So have a blessed one. You've been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. I'll see you next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Refresh.